Okay.
Wishing everyone a Freilich and Chanukah, especially today, Zos Chanukah, where we have a Masorah, that there is a very powerful Koach of Tefillah. Even a simple Jew can accomplish what great Tzaddikim normally accomplish year-round, that the tremendous Koach of davening today, Zos Chanukah. The one to do this morning, a piece from the Siva Shalom, and the Rebbe asks a few questions about this whole dramatic episode of Yosef revealing himself to in front of the Shvatim, and he asks, he says, you know, is my father still alive? What do you mean? What kind of question is that? Is my father still alive? They've been telling about how much he's suffering and how much, you know, Binyamin separating from him is going to cause him such agmas nefesh. And then he says, oh, by the way, is he still alive? He already asked him. He says, Shlomo Avichem, is your father well? He says, yeah, they've already done that. So why is he asking again at this point, you know, is the father alive? We know that already. We know that. Additionally, the word that Yosef uses, he says, Hod Avi, is my father alive? It's not just my father. Right? It should have been, Avinu is our father. He's our father. It's not just my father. You know, if you don't have the copyright on your father, he's everybody's. And finally, he points out an interesting idea that you never find the brothers actually respond and answer Yosef's question, is my father still alive? So what's going on over here? Why is he asking? Why is he saying it's my father? Why don't the brothers respond? So he explains that really, in order to understand this, really, we have to go back a second and really figure out how do the Avos, and specifically here with Yaakov, how do they perceive the events that are happening to them? The Avos were in such a madriga that nothing they did was outside of the Ratzon of Hashem. Every single movement of their limbs was in complete accordance, and that's what it means when we say, the Medrash says that the Avos were the Merkava. A Merkava, a chariot, means it doesn't have any of its own will. There's a driver to the chariot who's directing the chariot, but the chariot itself is just doing what the driver tells them to. So too, the Avos HaKadosh were such a madriga that they just did what their limbs told them to. They were so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's why Yaakov Avinu refused to have any consolation. What, you think that he was doubting, he had a tainus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the difficult life he had? He refused to be comforted because his limbs wouldn't let him be comforted. His heart wouldn't let him receive that nechama because his heart knew that Yosef was still alive. Compares this to the idea by the Akedah, where Avram has to command his hand to send forth against his son Yitzchak, because the hand of Avraham understood the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to shecht Yitzchak. So therefore, it wasn't going to go naturally on its own accord. Everything that the Avos did, everything that they did, was in complete consonance and in agreement with the ultimate Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. Yaakov and Yosef had a connection. Had a very deep spiritual connection, and because of that, it was never severed. And Yaakov refused to believe this because he knew that they were deep down, his limbs knew that they were, there was a hiskashrus between himself and his son. And he explains that's the deep idea of the Chazal tell us, that when there was the big Nisayon, that that Yosef saw the Duke Mishal Aviv, he saw the vision of his father by the window. It means they were connected. He never lost that connection of you know, bonding between him and his father. And that's how Yosef was able to be strong. Because he had this connection, he never fell, and he never let himself drop down to this. And in fact, he was able to rule over this because he never, ever dropped down from that madrega. It was the hiskashrus that he had that enabled him to be so matzliach. He gives a mashal if a person would fall into a hole or something like that. Well, if he's got a rope that's tied to a rock, something that's fastened at the top of the hole, so he doesn't have to worry about it. Because he's going to use that rock, use the rope, he'll hold on to something that's connected, and that connection, that his kashrus, will help him even though he's down in the middle of a hole. If he doesn't have a rope, he's got nothing to hold on to, then, oi vavoy, what are you going to do? You're in big trouble, my friend. But Yosef was not like that. Yosef was in a very deep place of Tuma, Mitzrayim, Erevas Haaretz, and he remained strong because he was connected. Makes a mashal of a person who would fall overboard on a ship, and the captain throws him a lifeline. He says, hold on to this. Kol zman, that you're holding on to this flotation device, you're good. I can save you. So that's what it was. That's what it was that that Yosef was connected. And now, once you understand that, then we reinterpret what the question was. The Nesiv HaShalom says that's what Yosef is really telling his brothers. He's coming and telling them, Ani Yosef, I'm the same Yosef that you sold, but I want to tell you something. Ha'od Avichai is not a question. It's a statement. You know how I remained Yosef? You know how I was stark despite all of the difficulties that came my way? Because Ha'od Avichai, my father, is still alive within me. I'm still connected to my father. I have a hiskashrus to my father. And therefore, it's not a fact of, you know, a question and I'm waiting an answer. I'm waiting for an answer. Is my father alive? I know that. I've heard you tell me already how my father is. I'm making a statement to you, the Shvatim, Shivtei Ka, I'm explaining to you how I was able to be and remain Yosef HaTzadik because my father is alive. It's a statement, it's not a question. And that's why it's Loshen Yochid. That's why it's not Avinu, our father. It's my father, my connection to my father. And that's what made me strong. And therefore, all the questions fall away. Again, we start off by asking, why is he saying, is my father still alive? It's not a question, it's a statement. Why does it say Loshen Yochid of Avi is my father? It's pointing out that how I was able to remain strong, and that's why the brothers didn't answer. You only answer a question. There was no question, there was just a statement showing the godless of Yosef. And that's a big yesod, that a person can remain strong if they are connected. If they're connected to a community, if they're connected to a yeshiva, if they're connected to a rebbe, if a person has a hiskashrus, then that's what remains, what helps them remain strong despite all the difficulties of life. That's a tremendous chizik we see here from Parshas Vayigash. Should read the last paragraph of the piece over here. Uvechol haparsha hazos, this whole parsha we have, milamedes osano haTorah kedosha es hakoach lehachzik maimin hamitzavim hashvolim biyoser hakashim biyoser. How to be strong in very low and in very difficult circumstances that we go through. Ha'im adam akushrev eina yochid, a person's connected to others and not an individual trying to get through this on their own. He can be mechazik himself in all these different times that he goes through. Shekolzman shehevel hazeh biyadchot, that he's got that rope, that his kashrus in his hand. Yesh lecho chaim, he has life. So it's a fitting message for today. V'zos Chanukah, as the Chasima is brought down from the Arizal, is today. So all of these things are chizkas, are his kashrus to tzaddikim, should help us v'zoyche to a kesiva v'chasima toiva. Freilich and Chanukah to everyone.